British Sky Broadcasting and Momentum Pictures present Lesbian Vampire Killers, directed by Phil Clayden.
Centuries ago, during the dawn of the Red Moon, our peaceful hamlet was terrorized by a beast. Born not of man, but spewed forth from the fieriest pits of Hades. With an evil fueled by a hatred of men and a love of women. Its name, Camilla, the Vampire Queen. No one could defeat her save one man, a baron, away for decades fighting in the Crusades. Upon his return, the baron found that Camilla's desires had ensnared his beautiful wife, Eva, and turned her into a lover of the Virgin. Consumed with vengeance, the baron pledged to destroy Camilla and flee the village. Unearthed the sacred books of Necros, where he discovered the only way of slaying this unholy harpy once and for all was to forge a sacred sword, a weapon blessed with an ancient Babylonian hex and infused with his own blood. Without fear, he confronted Camilla.
The Baron knocks Carmilla's axe away and slashes her stomach with his sword.
Before the Baron could strike the fatal blow, Carmilla laid down a curse most vile.
As you strike me down, sir, you shall release the evil within me into your daughters and your daughters' daughters, and they shall not rest until your bloodline is ended. They will know your breed by these marks above your hearts. And when the life's blood of the last of your line mixes with that of a virgin girl, I shall rise again. More powerful than you will ever imagine.
And with that, he lopped her fucking head off.
Blood spews upwards from the neck of her now headless body.
Henceforth, every woman in our village, upon her 18th birthday, is turned by the curse and reborn a lesbian vampire. Our only salvation is a prophecy that foretells of the day when the last descendant of the Baron's bloodline shall return to this hamlet and vanquish Cumberland's curse forever. That time has begun.
I'm not happy, Jimmy.
Why? What did I do wrong?
Things are different now to how they used to be. I just don't love you anymore. No, I love you. I'm just not in love with you. You know I'll always love you.
But you say that every time you dump me.
I don't dump you, Jimmy. I just take time out to reevaluate the parameters of our relationship. That's what makes us so strong together.
If we're that strong together, why are you dumping me again?
I'm not dumping you. I just think we're stronger together apart.
Yeah, well, that doesn't even make grammatical sense, so...
Just feel it with your heart and know what I'm saying is true.
So, you are dumping me?
No. But also, in a sense, yes.
Shit.
In high heels, the bespectacled Miss Rossi sits on the desk in her office.
I'm not happy, Fletch.
I'm trying my best, Miss Rossi.
Yep, well, your best just isn't good enough.
What more do you want me to do?
I don't know. But this has to be the end of the line.
What? What did I do wrong?
You punched him in the face?
You know what I get like when people mess with my shit. He had it coming.
You were 7. You're a children's clown.
7's old enough to know not to go messing with my shit.
Fletch, you punched a child.
He was spraying me in the balls with my own seltzer bottle. What was I supposed to do?
Not hit him is what you were supposed to do.
Well, then he shouldn't be spraying on my ball sack. I need a tap.
You gave him a bloody nose.
Look at me. I look like I pissed myself.
Christ, Fletch. I don't know why you do these things.
Guess I just don't like kids.
I keep telling you, they're a prerequisite of the job.
I know. Slight problem, but... Maybe I could just be a clown for adults.
You're fired.
Do I get to keep the costume?
No. Drop your costume in at the front desk on the way out. Goodbye, Fletch.
The portly Fletch sighs and gets up from his seat and starts to walk out in his brightly coloured clown costume.
Do I get this week's money?
Goodbye, Fletch. I'm crying.
He walks out and Lesbian Vampire Killers appears on screen in pink letters. The film's characters on screen, James Corden is Fletch, Matthew Horne is Jimmy. Mayanna Buring is Lottie, Vera Filatova is Eva. Tiffany Mulhern is Heidi, Lucy Gaskell is Judy. Ashley Mulhern is Trudy, Louise Dillon is Anki. Emer Kenny is Rebecca, Emma Clifford is Miss Rossi. With Sylvia Colocca as Carmilla the Vampire Queen and Paul McGann as the Vicar. Fletch and Jimmy in the pub.
I've come up with a 10-point plan for getting her back.
What about revenge?
No, getting her back. Not getting her back, getting her back. Getting her back. Number one, take her on holiday.
Stop there. That's just fucking stupid.
Just the two of us on our own. We can talk.
On your own? Like when you went to Falaraki and she dumped you and banged that lanky water ski instructor with the highlights and the shark's tooth necklace?
She didn't dump me. She told me she was just confused.
Yeah, not that confused. She couldn't figure out where to put his cock, clearly.
Oh, that's my bird you're talking about.
No. No, it isn't. Not anymore.
Jimmy looks despondent.
Look, you need to get away from all this shit. Yeah, let's have a wacky adventure. You and me. I'm not going to bum you or anything, but I think you could use a distraction. And you can say what you like about me, but you cannot deny I am incredibly distracting.
Some might say annoying.
And that...
I don't know. Where do you suggest we go?
Ibiza. Sun, sea, sand, clubs and fanny. Lots and lots of fanny. Loads and loads of fanny. A gargantuan amount of vagine. All wanting to shag you, Jimmy McLaren, and if there's a few stragglers hanging around who fancy a little go on me, then so be it.
I can't, I'm skint.
What? I thought you had loads saved up.
Yeah, I lent it to Judy to buy a car.
Oh my God, why don't you just get total twat tattooed on your forehead? Can't you see what that witch has done to our lives? Relying on that money for my holiday. Our holiday, I mean.
How much have you got?
Well, tricky, because I've sort of been sacked.
You didn't hit another girl?
It was a boy. I don't want to talk about it. So what we're essentially saying is that neither of us can afford to do anything or go anywhere.
Pretty much.
Brilliant.
Captions read, meanwhile in suburbia, Jimmy's ex Judy steps out of her car and adjusts her black lacy top beneath her long cream mac. She preens her hair and puckers her lips. She swiftly pulls her jacket closed. A handsome man wearing an unbuttoned shirt greets her at his front door.
Hello. Wasn't expecting you.
I finally done it.
Come on.
Get the champers on ice. I'm all yours, honey.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I've left him for good this time, so now you and me can have some fun.
You've done what?
Let's celebrate, naughty boy!
Judy spots a similar-looking woman over the man's left shoulder.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you?
I'm his girlfriend.
Really? I'm his wife.
The woman pulls a speechless man inside and glares at Judy before shutting the door.
I never meant for you to find out.
Back with Jimmy and Fletch, a caption reads 6 pints later. The drunk Jimmy's eyes are drawn towards a blonde woman in hot pants and bright pink boots.
I got a plan.
Does it involve girls?
It's cheap.
Yeah. Does it involve girls?
Let's go hiking.
Is one of the most depressingly shitty ideas for a holiday I've ever heard in my life, ever.
It's a great idea.
You're a penis.
Jimmy grabs a dart.
Wherever it lands on the map, we go there. Leave it to the hands of fate, a proper adventure. What do you say?
No.
It'll be brilliant.
It'll be shit.
Let the dart show us the way.
All right, then. Fuck it. I'm only agreeing to this because I'm feeling for you right now and because I'm... unbelievably shit-faced. Throw it like you mean it, McLaren.
Jimmy kisses the dart and throws it. In slow-mo, the dart lands on the village of Cragwich near Norwich. Jimmy and Fletch stagger up to the map.
I never heard of it. I just say it, Crackwitch.
It's spelled A-D-V-N-T-U-R-E, my friend.
Christ, you're a tit.
Cragwitch once more on the map. A train passes Jimmy and Fletch at Cragwitch Station.
Get that. Country air. Nothing like it.
Smells like normal air with cow shit in it.
Exactly. Nothing like the all-pervading stench of feces to take your mind off your troubles. You brought anything besides beer?
Still drinking, Fletch takes out a handful of condoms.
You're expecting a water bomb fight or something?
Still drinking, Fletch gives a thumbs up and walks off into the woods. Jimmy follows. A skull hangs on a sharp weapon on the roots of an upturned tree, out of view of the hiking pair. Jimmy answers his phone.
Hello? Judy?
Yes! Look, Jimmy, I've been thinking, and I realise I've made a terrible mistake. I want to come back, Jimmy. I love you.
What?
I love you!
Hello? I can't hit... Hello? Judy?
I'll drive to meet you. We can talk, the two of us. We can work everything out.
Fletch points, mouths, oh my god, to Jimmy and grabs his phone before throwing it to the ground and stamping on it. Jimmy is in shock.
Why did you do that?
We are here to hike.
But I can't fucking believe you just done that.
Okay, maybe I did overreact a bit and I'm sorry. I'll buy you another one. Jim.
A caption reads Cragwitch Town Centre. The pair walk towards a VW camper van decorated with flowery designs outside an old building. Fletch stops and doubles over in pain.
Hold up a minute.
The frowning Jimmy inspects his friend.
Why don't you just take a little rest? We're getting a stitch.
We've only been walking for 3 minutes.
No, but you're not walking, you're virtually running. It's like you're in a mood with me or something.
Oh, I can't imagine why that would be, can you?
You're getting a real attitude all of a sudden.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off! I've dragged my arse here to some leafy shithole I can't even pronounce properly for you. And look how ungrateful you're being.
Ungrateful? You stumped on my phone whilst Judy was trying to make up with me.
What, like the last 7 times? You're a mental case. Holding out for that serial dumper to have you back for the drum roll, please, 8 fucking times. That's why we're out here in fucking Hobbiton rather than somewhere it might be remotely possible to engage a single, solitary woman in so much as a polite conversation.
There might be girls.
Will there, balls?
Jimmy and Fletcher's eyes are suddenly drawn to a group of 4 scantily clad, nubile women in their early 20s walking out of an old building. Celebrated in slow motion, one by one they jump over a small fence. The first over is a blonde woman who puts on her glasses wearing a tight shirt, waistcoat and jeans. She is followed by a smoking redhead in hot pants and cowboy boots. The pair gawp as the girls walk towards the camper van. In hot pants, a busty brunette flicks her hair. Jimmy looks at Fletch, then back at the girls. Another in a low-cut orange top and miniskirt lifts her leg over the fence, revealing her underwear while sucking on a lollipop. Their packed van drives off. Jimmy and Fletcher's heads follow it as it leaves.
Come on, Jim. They came from there.
Yeah, so?
So? Are you some kind of eunuch or something? It's not bad enough that woman's robbed you of your brain. She's robbed you of your testicles and all. Well, I'm sorry, mate. I'm claiming your testicles back. No, not I literally want your testicles. That's just sick. Look, there's just the beginning. These small rural places are renowned for breeding the creme de la creme of the finest female form. It's the fresh air, isn't it? They got a bundle for city boys like you and me. What impressive we are, mate. I guarantee this place will be wall-to-wall with fine, young, rosy-cheeked English country maidens like that lot, but even dirtier.
They enter the dingy, antiquated Baron's Rest and look shocked. The all-male, middle-aged locals and barmen stare at the pair.
It's like some sort of medieval gay bar.
Don't sweat it. The women folk are all off braiding their hair in some kind of naked fertility ceremony or something. That village queen will be full of heaving tits by sundown, you mark my words.
Well, maybe we should leave these guys look weird.
Just relax. They're just blokes. Like you and I. They like a beer. Enjoy a scented candle. They're my kind of people. I can relate. Stick with me.
The hesitant pair approach the bar.
Good morrow. 2 flagons of ale, please, sir.
Jimmy fires Fletch a look.
There you go. Compliments of the house, lads.
They look at each other nervously before slowly reaching for their bottles. Sunlight pours in behind them through the gaps in a crudely boarded up window.
Thank you.
Jimmy does a small, awkward bow and they sit. Sitting either side of a lamb, 2 hirsute men stare at the duo. The barman and another customer are also staring.
Keep it together, mate. Keep it together.
Just a bit worried I'm going to get raped.
A vicar in a black hat and a young woman in a dress burst in.
So how many more, Tom?
How many more?
Don't you be all high and mighty with me, vicar!
We have to stop this madness.
Reckon that's his daughter.
If it's not, that's one dirty vicar.
We can't let any more innocent people die!
Then what? Then they'll come for us, is what?
Oh, aye, aye.
Don't you see they have us already? Our women are cursed, and we are spineless fools who let it happen.
Look, I know it's hard, Victor, what with your Rebecca turning 18 and all, but...
18? Love it.
Together we can stop this. You're either with me or against me.
One of us.
Who is with me?
Jimmy and Fletch look around. The vicar stares at Jimmy before grabbing him.
Oh, I can't be. That's impossible. It can't be you. What is your name?
Oi! Oi, this costs 25 quid, mate.
That is enough, Father. Raise it up!
Daddy!
Help Charles.
The vicar and his daughter rush back out through the door. Jimmy and Fletch look stunned.
Does he know you? Have you been hanging out with vicars?
Never seen him before in my life.
Sorry about that, lads. Here you go. No hard feelings, eh? Sorry for the vicar. He's a strange sort. If you lads want a bed for the night, there'll be a cottage. The old McCallum place. Not 2 miles down the road there.
Oh, that's great. But how much is it, though? Because we're a bit light on the old money.
Oh, it don't cost nothing. The doors are always open. Any weary traveller can expect a nice, long rest.
You, sir, are a scholar and a gent. If there's one thing I like more than free booze, it's a free bed. Thank you very much. It's very kind.
Might be a bit of a tight squeeze, though. I sent some beautiful young girls down here not too long ago.
Fletch swiftly grabs his bag and gets up. An aerial night view as a caption reads somewhere in Cragwich Forest. The group of girls are singing, smoking and sucking on a lollipop in the camper van. The van splutters to a halt in the dark. The interior lights flicker, then cut out.
Come on!
Well, that'll really help, Lucky.
We're screwed!
Yeah.
Great. We're in the middle of nowhere, miles from anywhere.
Are you sure you put petrol in?
Thank you for the 5th time. Yes.
Just checking.
Well, let us walk to the cottage. We must be close. The landlord said it was only a few miles.
Yeah.
We're closer to the inn. We should go back there and get help.
The brown-haired Trudy leans forward.
Yeah.
I'm only going back there with knives. Those men were freaky.
I think we should stay with Van.
Yeah.
They stir at the noises.
Yeah.
The bespectacled Lottie points her torch upwards.
It's coming from the roof! It's probably just a branch.
A branch? Yeah.
The blonde-haired Lottie crawls towards a curtain with her torch. She pulls back the curtain with her hand. To her relief, there is nothing there.
<Told you. laughs>
Someone appears at the window. It's Fletch.
Evening, ladies.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
Excuse us, our van just broke down and we were a little bit, how do you say, spooked.
Seems okay now.
Anyhow, hi, I'm Lottie. And this is Anki, Heidi and Trudy.
Hello, Lottie, Andy, Eric. Hello, girls. Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You're my type of girl.
Jimmy and Lottie look at each other whilst Fletch gives out the beers.
The name's Fletch.
What's your name?
That's my man, Jimmy. He's recently had his heart broken by the woman that he loves. It's tragic.
Aww.
It's just tragic. It really is. It's just tragic.
Hello, Jimmy.
All right.
So, what are four lovely ladies like? What are you doing here on a night like this?
We're just on our way to the old Macala cottage.
There's an uncanny stroke of luck. These girls are all going to the exact same cottage that we are. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Great! Do you want to ride with us?
Thanks, that's very nice of you.
Oh, wow! Yeah!
When in Rome.
Be careful, you know what happens.
Relax, it's fine. Oh, God.
Fletch smokes the spliff.
Okay, let's go.
Fletch's eyes roll back in his head and he falls backwards. Jimmy looks unimpressed. The van drives off, revealing a female figure standing in the mist. Back in the Baron's Rest, the barman speaks to Judy.
A couple of young fellows were in here not an hour ago. Directed them towards the cottage, not a couple of miles down the road there.
What? Just carry on down the road?
Yeah, there you go, miss. Carry straight on down. You can't fail to see it, so you can't.
Oh, she was a pretty one.
They always are, said he. Sirens, cold, bewitching demons, every last one of them. Oi, Jack.
A caption reads at the old Mercala cottage. The van arrives and Lottie gets out, followed by the others. They take in the old building's surroundings. Lumbered with numerous bags, Jimmy pushes the van door shut with his foot. He looks concerned as suspicious-looking mist pours down from the roof of the cottage. One of the girls turns on the CD player.
J-Man! Bottoms up!
Cock's in.
They all drink shots. The pair grimace following their shots. These grimaces then fall from their faces as they watch the four girls dancing together seductively. Brunette Trudy then beckons the two gobsmacked boys forward with her fingers. Not taking his eyes from the show, Fletch grabs Jimmy by his shirt.
This might be the best night of my entire fucking life!
He kisses Jimmy. Fletch leaves the shocked Jimmy and starts dancing with the girls.
Oh, Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy!
Fletch does some robotic dance moves. Jimmy reaches for his chest and turns to look at a painting of a woman on the wall. Lottie approaches Jimmy, who is still looking at the painting.
You know of Camilla?
Yeah. No. Is that who it is?
Yes. Camilla. Which is why we're all here.
Eh?
We're students of folklore and ancient superstition. We're on a field study trip. This village is home to the legend of Camilla the Vampire Queen.
Vampire Queen?
Well, according to legend, she's much, much more than just your average vampire queen. Some say she's 2,000 years old.
What, so you believe in all that Dungeons and Dragons rubbish then?
I grew up very superstitious. Crag Witch is particularly fascinating to me. The Book of Folklore tells the story of this village and what Camilla did to it and its daughters. Even the bravest man shrinks in fear and the bravest woman quivers with desire at the mere mention of her name. Camilla the Vampire Queen.
Jimmy's eyes move between Carmilla's face and one of her breasts in her see-through top. He then looks at Lottie, who smiles at him coyly. Fletch watches the two girls leave.
What's this?
Here come the beers! Here come the beers! Yeah!
Oh, yeah! It's a weird guy, Fletcher.
Trudy hits Fletch's bum with her crotch.
His heart's in the right place. It's just a shame his brain's in his dick.
The two girls rears in close-up, Anki in hot pants and Heidi in a miniskirt as they walk hand-in-hand through the misty forest. Heidi enters a dilapidated-looking toilet and Anki waits outside. Holding a torch, Heidi drops her underwear as she sits on the toilet. Arms folded, the worried-looking redhead Anki tries to keep warm. Back inside with Lottie and Trudy. Lottie reads whilst Trudy makes another spliff. Standing in the foreground are Fletch and Jimmy.
Which ones you want, then?
I haven't thought about it.
Oh, you're such a fucking ponce, James. Which ones you fancy? Which ones you like the most? Just answer the question.
All right, then, Lottie. She seems really nice and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like she's got this pure spirit.
Mm.
She's just really sweet. She's got the prettiest eyes. Like looking into bottomless pools. And you?
Trudy. Massive tits, never speaks.
Trudy smells each of her armpits, then her hair. Lottie leans in for a sniff.
Yeah, Trudy, you stink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fletch nods at her, then gives an open-mouthed, impressed look to Jimmy, then back outside. A shadowy figure passes by and a gust of wind blows. Anki looks upwards, pointing her torch at the bushes. She then turns as something seemingly swoops down from above, then back with Heidi on the toilet.
Anki? Anki, stop it! It isn't funny!
Heidi's torch dies. The terrified Heidi pulls up her underwear and stands up.
Anki!
Heidi pushes open the door. The word toilet is roughly written on it in red paint.
Anki! Anki!
A snarling woman's face appears behind her.
Why are they taking so long?
She's probably just having a massive shit.
Fletch opens a beer and drinks it. Then he, Jimmy and Lottie stare at the pink CD player as it starts to malfunction. Then Trudy in the shower, the outline of her shapely body through the curtain. The lights go out. The trio stir as the lights flicker on and off. They then look around on hearing some noises. Trudy pulls back the curtain. The petrified Trudy wraps a towel around her body as she approaches the window. Without blinking, she walks closer. Then the view from outside looking in. A large spider drops down on a silk thread. The spider falls as an upside-down figure suddenly appears at the window. Lottie breaks into a run, followed by Jimmy and eventually Fletch. Lottie tries to open the bathroom door.
Trudy! We've got to get in there!
Okay, stand back.
Jimmy runs at the door before bouncing off it. He jumps to his feet.
Christ! That thing is rock solid.
Lottie throws off her glasses and kicks down the door.
I must have weakened it.
Yeah, right.
Now inside the bathroom, a broken hole in the window is coated with dripping blood. Lottie shows Fletch her hand as Jimmy holds Trudy's towel.
Look.
Blood.
They look outside and spot a female figure dissolving into the mist.
What was that?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Is she serious?
We have to do something, don't we?
This is all getting a bit weird, eh? Women going missing, towels covered in blood.
Well, it's not really covered, it's more of a light spotting.
Oh, that's all right then. Look, we heard her in here not 1 minute ago and now she's nowhere to be seen. That, my friend, is very fucking weird.
Agreed, but come on, man, we have to find Trudy. You like Trudy, don't you?
Not that much.
That's just weak, man.
For my sake.
Fletch reluctantly runs after them. Now outside, a caption reads, back in Cragwich Forest. Judy arrives in her car, which abruptly breaks down. Judy gets out.
I'm trying to see Judy last week.
She punches the car in frustration after failing to open the bonnet. Then she reaches for her phone. Fletch peers out of the doorway.
Oh, well. Looks like she's gone. They're back inside, eh? Cup of tea?
Lottie picks up a torch.
Told you there was no one out here.
Trudy!
Probably just gone for a walk or something. Let's head back inside. I've still got some beers, so... Oh, shit!
A shadowy figure flashes past.
It's over there.
I heard it too.
I know something really wrong is happening here, but is there any chance we can just ignore it?
Fletch! Come on!
Fletch grudgingly follows them once more. Carrying the torch, Lottie leads the duo through the forest. Trio stop and watch in shock as three scantily clad female vampires devour Trudy, piercing her skin with their teeth. Licking at her wounds, Trudy's blood drips from their sharp fangs as one of the vixens bites at her wrist.
It's impossible, it cannot be. Vampires.
Vampires?
Vampires?
lesbian vampire.
Nice one.
They turn in unison to see a snarling Anki reveal her fangs. She grabs Fletch and throws him to the ground. She then jumps on top of him and holds him down by his arms.
Fucking hell, she's
gone! Lottie runs off.
Jimmy!
Anki turns and grabs Jimmy by the throat. As she prepares to sink her teeth into his neck, suddenly a knobbly branch is thrust into her chest. Holding the end of the branch, Lottie swings Anki around. Lottie lets go and the trio watch as Anki shudders and shakes in pain, clutching the branch. Lottie then holds tightly onto her cross-shaped necklace. Anki retches, puffing out her cheeks as she holds something in her mouth. She then throws up some gloopy white fluid over Fletch. Anki falls flat on her face and more of the white, pus-like liquid spurts out of the gaping wound in her back. The trio stand over her. Fletch looks unimpressed.
That it? No explosion or turning into burning ash or nothing, no?
All that remains is a pool of pus.
Frankly, I'm a bit disappointed.
I'm just glad she's dead, to be honest, mate. I can hold out for the fucking fireworks.
Legends. They're true. This is madness. I was becoming my friends.
A group of vampires. Trudy and Heidi are amongst them.
I think they want you to say something.
Never!
I don't think they wanted you to say that.
Fuck this! Run, you villain!
The threesome run off and the vampires give chase. Heidi suddenly appears.
You will join us.
Fletch knocks her head off with a frying pan.
Get in.
Fletch winks before signalling to the others to get inside. They shut the door behind them.
Oh my God, did you see that? That might be the coolest thing I've ever done in my entire fucking life. Brah! I mean, I've always been good at cricket and golf. Maybe it's my guns.
Fletch, please shut up.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm just a bit nervous. They'd have eaten us alive. This is fucked up!
Did they go?
Mist-like specters fly over the cottage.
Shit. What are we gonna do? I reckon we're all gonna die horribly.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Fletch, you're not helping.
Calm down. Have a beer.
Have a beer? We need to get out of here.
We'll come up with a plan then, Einstein.
Hold on. The van.
The van. Good plan. Great plan. Genius.
I don't even want to know.
What are we gonna do now?
Jimmy jumps as Lottie throws down some wood.
Stakes. Lots of sharp stakes. Armor says with anything that we can plunge straight through their hellhore hearts.
Again, great idea. Like it. Plunging, sharp objects. Hellhore hearts. Let's fucking have it!
Fletch clutches an axe. Jimmy sits bolt upright on hearing a noise. Then the banging at the door turns on the CD player. Lottie grabs a knife.
Judy?
What? Don't open the fucking door, Jesus!
Judy, get in quick.
Oh my God.
She hugs him.
What the hell is going on?
What are you doing here?
Something was chasing me. Vampires. What?
Yep. Lesbian vampires.
How ridiculous.
No, just another one of God's cruel tricks to get on my tits. Even dead women had sooner sleep with each other than get with me, it would appear. But eating me alive? Oh, no, that's fine.
Lesbian vampires.
Next time, he'll have me bummed by a big gay werewolf, I swear.
Oh, come on, we need to lie down.
Jimmy walks Judy out, who fires a dirty look at Lottie.
Who's that?
It's Judy's ex. She keeps breaking out of him, getting him back, breaking out of him, getting him back, you know.
Looking sad, Lottie sits beside Fletch.
I hate her.
Me too.
And this pisses me off. I've been saving myself for the right man. Someone I can really have feelings for. And I finally met him and...
What? You like Jimmy?
Yes, I do. But between her and the vampires, I'd probably die a virgin tonight.
Fletch looks away, then immediately back at Lottie, eyebrows now raised.
You're a virgin.
Huh?
Fletch is left speechless and open-mouthed. A caption reads, "Meanwhile, at the church vault, the vicar is opening a large book resembling the Book of Necros at a section called The Story of Carr Miller. A figure looms behind him in the shadows." He turns around.
"For God's sake, girl, cover yourself up."
"Oh, Daddy, I'm not a child anymore."
"Don't try me, girl."
She storms off and the vicar continues reading. He takes off his glasses and takes two sharp stakes from a collection of weapons. A caption reads, "Later at the Marcala Cottage Boudoir," in brackets, French for bedroom. Judy lies back on the bed.
"Jimmy, I know you have every right to hate me, but I just want you to know I'm so happy you let me through the door."
"I don't hate you. Well, not completely. I just don't know what it is that I keep doing you don't like."
"It's not you, Jimmy. It's me."
"Well, I'm glad you realise that, because if this is going to work, you're going to have to change."
"Oh, I've changed."
"But how do I know that? I mean, how can I trust you? You're really going to have to show me you're different."
"Oh, I'm different."
Jimmy shrieks as Judy reveals her fangs.
"Give me one. Last."
Fletch bursts in and slams his axe into Judy's head. A relieved Jimmy puffs out his cheeks as Judy falls. Fletch proudly winks and points his finger at him, but Judy suddenly gets to her feet and swings her head, knocking Fletch over with the axe handle as Jimmy ducks. She again spins around. Jimmy again ducks and she once more knocks Fletch to the floor. Jimmy jumps to the side and Judy turns to face him. Again she hits the hapless Fletch with the axe handle. Now behind her, Jimmy grabs the axe handle and pushes Judy headfirst into the door. She grimaces in pain as the pus pours from the axe wound in her head. She backs up and leans against the end of the bed. Seizing his opportunity, Jimmy jumps onto the bed and pushes the axe downwards, splitting the vampire Judy's head in two. The pussy liquid spews upwards like a geyser. Jimmy is breathing deeply. He takes one large outward breath and, with the explosions of pus dying down, runs his hand back through his hair in utter relief. Fletch gets to his feet and puts a friendly hand on the flustered Jimmy's shoulder.
"Probably best you remember the way she was, mate. A complete fucking bitch."
Fletch is spread with pus.
"Mate, thanks for saving my life."
"Hey, you know me, fella. I got your back. Always have, always will."
He takes out some condoms.
"Right, got them.
What are you doing?
What do you think?"
"What, Lottie was going to..."
"You know what they say about extreme situations, bringing people together, and this, as I keep pointing out, my friend, is an extreme fucking situation."
"Bit seedy, innit?"
"Look, she's worried she's going to die a virgin, and frankly, I'm willing to take any opportunity I can get. Emotional vulnerability, fear of imminent death, vampire attack, screw it, I don't give a shit." "Hi. How you doing?"
"What happened?"
"Oh... as I suspected, Judy was a vampire.
We killed her."
"Fantastic."
Fletch looks at the smiling Lottie and grins. He then turns to see that she is looking at Jimmy. Fletch now looks gutted as the pair share a longing look.
"Oh, man, I'm going for a piss."
"What, outside?
Do I look like a twat?"
Jimmy and Lottie edge closer, eyes transfixed. All of a sudden, two vampires appear at the window. The pair dart out of the room and into the hallway. One of the vampires breaks open the door.
Oh God! Why are they coming in? Judy walked in here, no problem."
"Oh no, they have to be invited in. You invited Judy in."
"Oh. So, all we have to do is sit tight till morning. I mean, it's not like I'm going to say, 'Hey, lesbian vampires, come into our cottage,' is it?" "Oh, shit."
Three vampires now stand before them. Jimmy unzips at the bathroom sink and looks at himself in the mirror.
"Under full-on lesbian vampire attack? Still got it, fella."
"Look, I was being ironic. Guys,
One of the vampires, Eva, places her hands next to Jimmy's neck and licks her lips. She opens Jimmy's shirt to reveal a scratch wound.
She knows my name.
That's not a good sign.
Lottie reaches for a stick, but Eva renders her unconscious. She does the same to Jimmy, knocking him out. As a hunched over Fletch fiddles with his nether regions, the shower curtain is pulled back behind him.
Get away from him!
I can't.
In the reflection in the mirror, the vicar bursts in pointing a wooden cross. Shaking, he is forced back against the wall. He reaches at his neck. No longer shown in the reflection, Trudy the vampire has him by the throat. Once more, she is invisible in the mirror's reflection. The vicar forces her backwards with his cross. Now facing Trudy, Fletch grabs her naked breasts. Fletch turns on the water. Trudy starts to melt.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Push her back! She must stay under water! Push her back! Push her back, Elsa! Keep her under! Don't let her go!
And leave us not in the temptation but the love of the evil. And grieve if not to trespass against us. And leave us not!
It's the kingdom. Jesus compels you.
Oh, God, I love Jesus. Trudy explodes, spraying pus outwards.
Amen.
Fletch holds two silicon implants.
What the fuck?
We need to go quickly. Your friends have already been taken.
Oh, shite.
There's no time to waste. Let's go.
Hang on. How did you know all this was happening?
You and your friends were sent to this cottage's sacrifices. It's an age-old deal where the villagers supply a constant stream of fresh blood. In return, they get to keep their cowardly hides.
What, so we were just a light buffet for a bunch of hot dykes?
To my shame, yes. Listen, your friend's arrival in our hamlet today is no coincidence. It's divine intervention, fulfilling a primordial prophecy.
Balls!
Does he bear a birthmark? 5 red scratches around here.
Yeah.
His bloodline is the key to the resurrection of the purest evil known to mankind. Carmilla, the vampire queen.
Eh?
And paradoxically, the only thing that can lift this village from a centuries-old curse that turns every woman on her 18th birthday into a vampire. My daughter, Rebecca, becomes 18 within hours.
Right, look, Vic, I know you mean well. I really do. And I love the vibe, the hat, the theatre. You look amazing. But I've seen a lot of weird shit tonight. And even under these circumstances, this is a bit of a stretch. Jimmy's not the Messiah. He can barely wipe his own arse.
I understand your confusion. Let's be on our way!
Whoa, Daddy-O, go where?
Back to the village. There's no time to waste.
Fuck that noise.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going back out there. I've just nearly been eaten 3 times by some of the hottest women I've ever met. Starting to become a bit of a bind, you know what I mean?
But it's not too late to save your friends, this village, the entire world!
Yeah, well, you know, best of luck with it. Hope you get on all right. See you in a bit.
Are you fucking with me?
Are you allowed to swear?
Shut up! Are you telling me you let eternal darkness sweep over this entire planet and leave your friends to die? Your friends!
Well, I only really know Jimmy. I just met the girl tonight, so...
Okay. Stay you and die.
The vicar rushes out. Fletch closes his eyes, opens them, and unenthusiastically follows. The vicar's hearse sits outside the cottage as the pair leave.
What's with all the scratches?
The cruciform, it drives the beast away.
It looks shit!
Just get it!
Okay, Scratchmaster. Where the fuck are we going?
The tomb of your friend's great ancestor.
The hearse drives off. Still unconscious, Jimmy and Lottie lean on 2 vampires' shoulders. Eva stands between them. As the group drifts through the forest, the powerful vampire summons open a set of iron gates. Jimmy and Lottie are each tied to a tree. Eva wakes Jimmy with a flick of her wrist. She then wakes Lottie with a flick of her wrist. A line of vampires stands to the left and right.
Sisters, a moment that has infested our dreams and our desires for what seems like an eternity is finally upon us.
Eva disappears, then instantly reappears in front of the tied-up Jimmy. She smells him before opening his shirt to reveal his birthmark.
For this night, the last of the McLaren clan shall fall. And our queen shall rise again.
Camilla.
The vampire queen? Mm.
Sorry, carry on.
So his blood mixed with my virgin blood brings her back. You know a lot, pretty one. I've heard of Camilla, but never have I heard of you. Obviously, you're not evil enough to even make the history books.
Eva turns and approaches Lottie.
Well.
She touches Lottie's lips with her finger and sniffs it.
Soon she will know of you. And with her resurrection, this land will be ensnared forever in the dawn of the red moon.
Eva flicks a strand of the worried Lottie's hair and Jimmy mouths what the fuck at her.
McLara, these are your final moments on Earth.
Oh.
Jimmy nods then looks away. The lesbian vampires turn to mist and fly off. The vicar leads Fletch up to a tomb in the cemetery.
The final resting place of Baron Wolfgang McLaren III.
So Jimmy's the reason I've ended up in this shithole.
He is our salvation and our only hope. The prophecy foretold of this day when the last descendant of the McLaren clan would return. With his blood and that of a virgin, Carmilla shall rise again. Concealed within this tomb is the weapon that can slay the beast forever. The sword of Dieldo.
And what's that then?
Dieldo, the god of lust. Said to be Carmilla's archdemonic foe in the underworld of Hades. A hideous multi-tentacled beast. The only being brave enough to have tried to penetrate Carmilla's vilest depths and paid for it with his life.
Let me get this straight. Your plan is, wait this evil bitch to be resurrected, stake her with the sword of whatever, thus rescuing my mate, curing your daughter, ending the curse and saving the entire planet.
Exactly. So, are you with me?
Not really. I ain't got much fucking choice, have I?
Here, you do this. I need to check on my Rebecca.
What? Now I've got to unearth a corpse and all.
Concealed within this tomb is the only weapon.
Yeah. Save me the monologues. This is officially the worst holiday ever.
Attempting to open the tomb with a crowbar and his foot, Fletch falls over. Then Rebecca's bedroom. The vicar appears in the doorway and watches his sleeping daughter before walking off. Her eyes open and glaze over, turning pure white. Meanwhile, at Carmilla's tomb, Jimmy and Lottie remain tied up against trees.
So let me get this straight. There's a red moon, right?
Forget about the red moon, Jimmy. She said the last McLaren will fall.
Yeah, I kind of missed that bit. Oh. Well, that'll be me then. Oh, bollocks.
Shut up, Jimmy. I'm thinking.
What can you possibly be thinking about at a time like this?
How are we going to escape?
Fantastic. Any ideas?
No. Have you?
Not a fucking sausage.
Oh, come on, Jimmy, think!
Well, oddly, I'm kind of too busy shitting myself to come up with a daring escape plan.
Lottie stares, eyes wide, and Jimmy tries to wrestle free from his shackles. A smile then appears on Lottie's face.
You're cute.
What?
It's our first argument.
Staring at the crowbar, Fletch playfully pretends it's a snake as the vicar returns.
Vic, we're doomed. That ain't opening.
The vicar pushes open the lid and some smoke pours out from the tomb.
In my defence, I only tried that side, so.
The vicar then lifts off the rest of the lid. Inside, numerous worms crawl through the eye of a decomposing skull.
Go down there, my boy.
Excuse me?
There's no time to waste. Hurry up.
Well, you go down then. Oh, Mike.
Unbelievable. It's not my daughter.
Fletch peers in.
Can you see the sword?
Give me a minute, please. My first time in a tomb grave stone.
He clumsily climbs in amongst a plethora of twigs, branches and cobwebs.
What is it?
It's nothing.
What's so funny in there?
The hysterical Fletch lifts up the sword.
It's got a big metal cock for a handle.
Grow up! The handle draws on the power of the demon Dieldo, rendering this blade and this blade alone capable of destroying her once and for all.
What? How?
It just does, okay?
Right. We're gonna go there and we're gonna die. Right? All because you insist some sword with a metal cock on the end can save the world.
Sonia, a disgrace.
At least I can see the funny side.
Let's get on with the job. I'll load up on weapons, you cover the Baron back up.
Fletch presses a finger either side of the sword's handle.
Will you just admit it does look like a cock?
Back with Jimmy and Lottie, still tied up.
Jimmy, can I tell you something?
Have you come up with an escape plan?
No, I'm still thinking.
I think we're running out of time.
I just wanted to say that had we met under different circumstances, I would very much have liked to have gotten to know you better.
Really?
Yes. In fact, even though we've just spent a few hours together, I feel like I've known you forever.
Really?
Yes. I thought you might have picked up on my signals.
Signals? What signals? What did I miss?
Jimmy, I love you.
Jimmy appears to be speechless.
Well, that's just fucking great.
I didn't mean to upset you.
We're on the brink of imminent death and you have to go and say that?
I can't die without letting you know that you're the first man I feel I could share myself with completely.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I would have given you everything. My mind, soul, and body.
Body?
Now that will never be.
The pair are overcome with emotion. Lottie is teary-eyed. A number of vampires appear and grab at Jimmy.
That's my penis.
Get over, you bitch, it's mine!
A caption reads, moments later at McLaren's tomb, Fletch climbs out with the sword and starts to talk to an imaginary figure.
Wow. What? What'd you just say? You call me a what? I'm a fat piece of crap.
Rebecca looms behind the oblivious Fletch.
No one messes with the Fletch Meister and his cock sword.
He turns to see Rebecca.
Oh, hello. I wasn't doing Star Wars. It was not. No. Chewie, I wasn't. No. What are you doing out? You probably shouldn't be out here. You know.
I know.
So, it's your birthday?
Today. It's just gone midnight. All grown up.
She leans in, seemingly about to kiss him.
So you're 18?
Uh-huh. But Daddy wouldn't approve anyway.
Oh.
She turns and flashes her fangs at Fletch. They both look down and see the sword plunged through her chest. In shock, Fletch steps backwards, slowly removing the sword. White liquid spurts out of her body as Rebecca falls back into the tomb. Wide-eyed and open-mouthed, the startled Fletch steps back to avoid another soaking. Approaching the tomb, he looks in, then quickly away again, still in shock.
Fletch!
Hearing his name, he throws the sword over his shoulder and walks off. The vicar prepares a crossbow.
Ready?
Yep.
They put the weapons in the hearse.
We have little time. My Rebecca will soon be taken.
Yep.
The pair get into the car, back with the two lines of lesbian vampires as they writhe and move their arms and hands in a sultry manner. Eva, flanked by two others, stand over Jimmy and Lottie, who lie on their backs. Eva then leans over Jimmy and moves his head from side to side, his eyes open.
You have his eyes. I used to love those eyes. Until I learnt how pathetic men are.
Eva slashes Jimmy's chest with her nails. Lottie watches on as the vampire licks the blood from her fingers and revels in the taste.
Bleed you slowly, and let Carmilla feed upon your flesh while it is still warm in your veins.
The petrified Jimmy closes his eyes. Eva lifts her arms up and the vampires continue to dance, their lacy outfits blowing in the wind. The red sky and moon above the forest, back with the vicar and Fletch in the hearse.
I hope the moon bleeds. The resurrection has begun. Here. Holy water. It's like a fucking hand grenade full of acid to them.
You said fucking again.
So?
It's weird.
Get over it. There's no need to panic, my friend. Just stay close to me. I'm well versed in the knowledge of killing vampires.
Yeah, so's everyone. Stakes, garlic, beheading, holy water, sunlight. There's not a fucker alive who doesn't know that shit.
Really?
Yeah. It's in books, films, telly. It's pretty common knowledge.
Fletch pulls out some condoms and opens one with his teeth.
Were you expecting many sexual encounters, my friend?
What a bum fight. So, where's this resurrection likely to be happening?
In the crypt of Carmilla.
Knew you were going to say that. Never going to be somewhere unscary sounding, was it, like the garden or scullery?
Well, scullery's quite scary.
Eh?
Scullery's got the word skull in it.
Yeah, as opposed to the crypt, which has got undead corpses in it. Well observed, Vic.
Remember this. They can die fast or they can die slow, but they have to die.
Can't we just do this in the morning?
It may be too late for your friends by then. It will certainly be too late for Rebecca.
Oh, I'm good.
Well, this is it. Good luck, Fletch. Let's try to come back alive.
Vic. If I don't make it out of this, there's one thing I want you to know. I blame you entirely.
In slow-mo, the pair stride forcefully forward, Fletch carrying his bouncing holy water condom water bombs and the vicar holding his crossbow. Fletch puts on his bright yellow fisherman-style waterproof jacket. The pair look at each other and push open the large set of gates. Two of the vampires are locked in a passionate embrace as another bites into some flesh. Jimmy lies, eyes open, seemingly in acceptance of his fate. Another vampire opens her mouth wide to reveal her menacing fangs. Lottie looks around nervously. Two streams of the pair's blood come together and start to bubble. Sparks of electricity then appear from within. The vicar and Fletch continue through the forest, then back with Eva.
This is how your bloodline ends. Crying like a baby, begging for your life.
Please, Jimmy, pull yourself together. Don't give her the satisfaction.
No, you give me my satisfaction.
Lottie, just so you know, before she turns you, I found you really attractive. Pre-vampirism.
You did?
Eva leans in to bite Lottie's neck, but the cross around the blonde's neck pushes her backwards.
Fletch will save us.
Fletch? He's fucking useless. We're dead meat.
Oi! You cheeky prick! Fletch! Although, to be fair, if I could have avoided being here, I probably would have done.
The vicar points his crossbow at the snarling vampires. His cross-shaped aim pops up and they recoil in unison. The arrow fails to fire.
Damn.
I told you he was fucking useless.
Damn!
You ever actually fired that thing before?
First time.
Right, watch and weep, Vic. So! You clown rappers fancy a piece of me then, do ya? Come on, then!
As the vampires prepare to attack, Fletch and the vicar run off into the dark, misty woods. Running out of steam, Fletch stops.
blood has already been drawn. The resurrection has begun.
I know, we've got to get out of here.
Cut! Imminent darkness is already upon us. Your friends, my Rebecca.
I reckon I could probably live with that.
And the entire fucking world.
Oh, you know how to put a guilt trip on, don't you, you fucker? Right.
Fletch hangs his cross on a branch.
Let's do this.
He flicks two fingers at them and runs off. The pool of blood from Lottie and Jimmy grows larger.
He'll be okay.
How can this be okay? All I wanted to do was enjoy life. Hike, get some fresh air, a few pints. But no, nothing's as simple as that, is it? Now we're going to end up dead. Well, I'm going to end up dead. You'll be a lesbian.
I've not even made love to a man.
Oh. A heart bursts out from the surface of the pool of blood. Sparks fly out in all directions, then back with the vicar and Fletch.
The crypt is through here!
Fletch!
Speak for Sankey!
Fletch!
We need to Sankey!
Hurry up!
Jimmy!
Back, you spawn of Sankey!
Fletch, you alright, mate? How you been?
Up and down.
A now almost human female form is in the pool of blood behind them.
There's only one solution now.
The big cock sword.
What?
Long story.
Hand me the sword of Dieldo.
Haven't you got it?
I thought you had it.
You're the one going on about how important it is. All we've got to do is wait for this evil bitch to rise and stab her, and you've forgotten the fucking sword.
Go and get it. I'll try and keep them off you.
Damn right you will, Vic.
Tell Rebecca I love her.
Listen, about Rebecca.
Run, you fool!
All right!
The vampires all snarl and writhe in front of the vicar as the others flee. Large bolts of red lightning surround her body as the fully formed Carmilla rises up. Her hair is shaped into two sharp spikes and her eyes burn bright red. The vicar lifts his cross towards her, but she sends him flying with a lightning bolt. The red lightning disappears from around Carmilla. The vampires seem overcome with elation as a number of them start to kiss each other passionately. Some of these lustful embraces are shown in soft focus. A curly-haired vixen and her lover take their eyes off each other to stare at their leader, Carmilla. With a sharp spike protruding from each shoulder and with red flecks through her crescent-shaped hair, Carmilla kisses Eva, their tongues touching. They clasp their hands together and Eva caresses one of Carmilla's thorny spikes. The vicar slowly gets to his feet, still holding his crossbow and wooden cross. He points the crossbow at the vampires. Ignoring him, Carmilla and Eva continue kissing.
Those are fucking Hades.
Annihilate them.
The vampires break from their clinches and turn to face the vicar.
Prepare for fucking death!
The vicar runs towards the numerous vampires, then back with the trio as they race through the woods. Lottie lags behind Jimmy and Fletch. The gates close after Fletch and Jimmy.
Lottie! It's playtime, darling.
Lottie runs away from Eva as the duo try to open the gates. She turns a corner and is again faced by the vampire who she punches in the face.
You are a bastard.
Lottie's necklace falls.
I like it.
Lottie headbutts Eva but bounces off her to the ground. Eva simply smiles. Lottie then swings a large branch at her but she blocks it.
Have to help her.
But it's not gonna work!
Jimmy takes a running jump at the gate and falls to the ground.
What is it with you indoors?
Let's ram it.
They run off. Eva pushes Lottie against a wall and grabs her by the throat before licking some blood from her face.
You taste divine.
Eva throws Lottie onto the ground. Jimmy and Fletch get into the hearse.
Keys. Vicar's got them.
What?
Do you know how to hotwire a hearse?
Yeah, no worries.
Brilliant, let's go.
Of course I don't know how to hotwire a hearse, you fucking idiot.
Shit.
Lottie touches her sore neck, then eyeing the cross necklace on the ground, she picks it up. Eva disappears into mist, then reappears on top of Lottie.
Hearse. First, I'm going to torture you. Then, I'm going to turn you. You'll be my plaything.
Never!
That's it, then.
Problem with you, James. You're a pessimist. You might want to grab some weapons. We could be in for a ruck.
Now on top, Lottie punches Eva repeatedly. Eva's eyes widen and snarling, she pushes Lottie off her.
Mate, that sword's got a cock for a handle.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Although apparently it's the only thing that will destroy that psycho bitch. It's very powerful and very ancient.
What sort of gay?
So get your own fucking sword.
Lottie stares at Eva, who stares back. They crawl towards each other and get to their feet, eyes still transfixed. Eva rubs her finger along Lottie's chin and the pair kiss.
I knew you would not resist me forever.
Lottie secretly puts her necklace around Eva's throat. The vixen flashes her fangs as Lottie pulls the necklace from behind, slicing through Eva's neck. White pus pours out from the cut. Eva's eyes roll back in her head and a skull flickers on her face. Lottie punches Eva's head clean off. Jimmy and Fletch keep running as a ghost-like skull floats through the forest. The skull explodes into pus and the gates burst open in the explosion, throwing Jimmy and Fletch off their feet. Jimmy bounces off the bonnet of the hearse and lands on the ground unconscious. Lottie smiles proudly as she looks at her necklace.
Lottie
is enveloped by a mysterious black shadow. Fletch sits up and appears aghast as he sees Carmilla beyond some falling leaves standing in the mist between the open gates, holding Lottie by her hair like a rag doll. She rubs her hand along the virginal Lottie's cheek. As Fletch gets to his feet, Carmilla snarls, preparing to sink her teeth into the blonde. Fletch swings his condom full of holy water at the vampire queen. Casually flicking her wrist, the vixen creates a shockwave, knocking the condom away. Lottie is terrified as Carmilla's fangs are just inches from her neck. Carmilla sharply turns her snarling glare in the direction of the foiled Fletch.
Bollocks!
Fletch turns away and Carmilla creates another shockwave. He then grabs a sword and swings it at the red lace-draped vampire. She knocks it away and it lands next to the comatose Jimmy. Jimmy's eyes suddenly open as Carmilla lifts Fletch up by the throat. He sits up and stares at the sword's phallic handle. Carmilla extends a long snake-like tongue out of her mouth. Jimmy goes to pick up the sword but pulls his hand away. Carmilla's tongue is split into three parts. One part slithers along Lottie's face as another rubs along Fletch's chin and cheek. Spotting this, Jimmy reaches at the sword and it gravitates into his grasp. With a look of steely-eyed determination, he examines it, wipes his cheek and stands opposite Carmilla. Carmilla's reptilian tongue recoils back into her mouth as she stares at Jimmy. Jimmy confidently throws his head back at his opponent. Carmilla counters with a snarl.
Jimmy! Very like you mean it, McLaren!
Eyes almost popping out of his head, Jimmy pulls back the sword and throws it at Carmilla. Spinning through the air, it hits the vampire and seemingly lands in the ground. Fletch and Lottie look at Carmilla, then back at Jimmy, who smiles in sheer, breathless relief.
Un-fucking-believable!
With her arms outstretched, Carmilla looks down as lightning pours out from her chest. She relinquishes her grasp on Fletch and Lottie and they run towards Jimmy. Sticking out of the ground, the sword has skewered Carmilla's heart. Lightning bolts fly out from the vampire's vital organ and reach the tip of the sword's handle. The lightning in Carmilla's chest expands and now starts bursting out from her mouth and the rest of her body. She explodes and her guts fly out in every direction. The lightning dies away and some of her guts hit the screen, covering it in blood. The bright sun amongst some clouds burns through the blood. Some of Carmilla's guts hang on a branch as a blood-soaked and exhausted Fletch leans up against the side of the hearse.
Is somebody taking the piss?
Sword of the Elder is a mighty weapon indeed.
Looks like the Vic was right. Everyone seems to know what's going on, bar me. What just happened?
Oh, it's all cock swords and scary stuff and history and that. I'll tell you later.
Why don't you just tell me now?
I will.
When?
Mate, do you want to calm down? I've had a bit of a busy night, and I'll tell you in a minute. Whoa.
Now look, sunlight. The curse is lifted.
So they're not vampires anymore?
No.
Cool. Are they still lesbians? For fuck's sake!
The women start kissing, as do Jimmy and Lottie. Speechless, Fletch looks at the women, then back at the kissing couple, his mouth wide open.
Unbelievable. Save the day, not even a kiss. And do you know what, actually? Forget it. Let it go, Fletch. You're the bigger man.
Sunlight fills the screen and Lottie, Jimmy and Fletch sit in the hearse.
Whoa! That's some mighty fine hot wiring skills you got there, lady.
Thanks. Right, now what?
Dunno. Go home.
Go home? They've taken my friends. They very nearly took our lives, and we never even dreamed they existed before tonight. How can we just go home to our beds?
What's she talking about?
This village is free, but more creatures like Camilla lurk in the dark corners of the world. No one will believe us if we tell them. We are the only people who know the truth. We must go out there and fight this menace.
Are you suggesting we become lesbian vampire killers?
That's what it takes.
Well. Yeah, well, I ain't got anything else on in particular at the moment, so I'm in. Jim?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It's in your blood, your destiny, all that shit.
Huh?
Long story, I'll tell you later. Come on, you might as well.
Join us.
Lesbian vampire killers it is. That's right.
The trio drive off in the hearse down a tree-lined path. The seemingly eclipsed moon appears in the bright sky. Standing in front of it on some grass, a big gay werewolf howls. The end.